It's morning in Battersea Park in London, and I'm standing near the river, next to the Peace Pagoda. Every day, watched by four gilded Buddha statues, a Japanese Buddhist monk drums his way over the grass. His name is the Reverend Gyoro Nagase, and he knows these gilded Buddhas very well. But then, so, in a sense, do we all. Here, looking out over the Thames, is the Buddha sitting cross-legged, his hands touching in front of his chest. I hardly need to describe the figure any further, because the seated Buddha is one of the most familiar and most enduring images in world religion. Today you can find statues of the Buddha seated and serene all over the world. But it hasn't always been like this. The Buddha has not always been there for us to contemplate. For centuries, he was represented only through a set of symbols. The story of how this changed and how the Buddha came to be shown in human form begins in Pakistan around 1800 years ago.